This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto Restaurant Workers Relief Fund has been providing money in the form of gift cards since April. I spoke with their co-founder, Ariane Prasad, about the early days of the fund, how their gift card system contributes to local businesses, and their new mental health and wellness stream. To any workers that are listening, you can apply for funds at trwrf.org. At the start of the pandemic, the hospitality industry was hit really hard. Even right now, some cities in Ontario have returned to a modified stage 2, meaning no indoor dining. These closures impact everyone in the industry, but Ariane gives me some more context around the dynamics between restaurant owners and their staff, and how it plays into their experience during the pandemic.
The fact that we are being denied rights by restaurant owners has a lot to do with our labor being positioned as transient work, and sort of restaurant owners or restaurant spaces being built with labor considered last because of the assumption that the people wanting to do this work don't want to do it for a long time, or it's something that you age out of, rather. And so that's the narrative of willful ignorance that some folks have. And on the other side, from my lived experience, what I saw is, you know, a bunch of like mid to late 20s and early 30s people who had made restaurant work a career in a city that has, you know, some of the most notable restaurants in Canada, you know, and we're sort of powering this tourism machine that like really serves Toronto and Ontario well.
Ariane was keeping an eye on COVID-19 and the Italian restaurant industry, so they had a bit of an idea of what to expect when things came to a halt here on March 15th. They tell me their first thought wasn't launching a relief fund, it was really about getting their life in order. But a week into Toronto's lockdown, things started to change.
I, to be honest with you, wasn't like, oh, my, you know, restaurant folks are in need and I need to do something about it. Like, I was like in a state of like chaos. But people were reaching out to me being like, hey, you know, restaurant people are probably hurting right now, right? Like, how are you doing? And so for the most part, these were regulars that were rich folks that weren't economically impacted by COVID and felt immediately like that sense of responsibility to other people, you know, and these are people who have the disposable income to eat at some of the most expensive restaurants, you know, in the city on a weekly, more than weekly basis.
With the support of these initial donors, Ariane went searching for GoFundMes for restaurant workers that might already exist in Toronto. The search came back with mostly American relief funds, so Ariane co-founded the Toronto Restaurant Workers Relief Fund with their partner. They decided to distribute gift cards for a number of reasons. It's simple, doesn't require sharing sensitive information like social insurance numbers, and because for many people trying to stretch their CERB money, they were putting food pretty low on their priority list. But if you think back to spring 2020, you'll remember that grocery shopping overall was pretty hard to navigate.
So we very quickly set up the GoFundMe with the intention of having it be specifically for groceries and specifically dispensed through gift cards. And the only catch was that at the time, grocery stores were like in a kind of a messed up state, but also every grocery delivery service in Ontario that I was aware of that you could like access online that would basically offer contactless, like COVID safe access, all of those were overwhelmed and they weren't taking on any new customers. And they were like, this is great that you want to do this. I reached out to a number of people and were like, this is great that you want to do this, but we absolutely can't help you. Like we are scrambling to try to like keep up with the demand on our end and all of this.
Around the same time, Ariane met Dave, who was getting a virtual farmers market started, and it became the answer for a lot of the barriers that Ariane was facing.
I was luckily paired with someone, restaurant industry contact, that a person who is a farmer who was starting a virtual farmers market, and he was connecting all of these other farmers who had just kind of realized that, wow, they need to become virtual, you know, when they had never like factored that into their model before and never had to, and maybe didn't want to. So anyway, this person's name is Dave. We connected and he started his business when we were starting the nonprofit. It was perfect. It was like kismet. And we ended up, we got like maybe 3,000 to 5,000 in donations like pretty quickly, which is awesome. And we wanted to get that money out to people like ASAP.
With Dave solving many of Ariane's problems, they start giving out $225 gift cards redeemable at the virtual farmers market to everyone that had applied to the fund. Ariane points out that the gift card system was also an amazing opportunity to support businesses and redistribute wealth locally. They tell me that the virtual farmers market became comprehensive pretty fast, offering alcohol, pre-prepared food, and much more. And once the relief fund was up and running, FoodShare Toronto got involved, matching donations and offering their pre-packed good food boxes. And at this point, some restaurants started opening up again too.
A lot of folks like used the fund, got back, called back to work and then would donate back into it. Like that happened a lot. And, you know, whereas it seemed like, oh, this started because there were non-restaurant folks with money that were invested in helping. It ended up really being like a mutual aid community fund because it is other food people and other restaurant people. So groceries, bakeries, like people who maybe have seen like an increase in business or haven't lost as much. Those are the people that are donating. And it's really great because it's like, it's very much like within our local food system that all of the relief is coming. And then every time we get that money, we put it back into the virtual farmers market.
While it's been heartwarming to see people give back to the fund, Ariane says that they wanted to make it crystal clear that anyone that needs the funds can access it. So now you can still work and apply to the Toronto Restaurant Workers Relief Fund. As long as you've worked in food service, whether that's working in fast food, front of house, you're a bartender, everyone is welcome to apply. There's been another change to the relief fund. They've added the mental health and wellness stream recently.
We were able to connect with them. With the Center for Anti-Oppressive Communication, that's the name of the company. And so now we offer, again, through gift cards, access to individual therapy through this company. And so what we do is folks apply. This is specifically for folks who are Black, Indigenous, people of color, and part of the queer community.
Ariane tells me that they're ultimately working with organizations and businesses that already do this work and do it really well. And their gift card system allows these groups to make a larger impact and at the end of the day, support community members that are facing tough times. To learn more about Toronto Restaurant Workers Relief Fund, perhaps to donate, apply, or pass on the resource to a friend, visit the CGRU website. This is Sam Darmasena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.